Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise ye the Lord, everybody. Yes, Holy Spirit, after this, come on, somebody. After this, glory to God, glory to God. You're going to have a testimony. After this comes the glory. After this comes the praise. Come on, let's come on, let's come on, let's go today. Amen. After this comes some joy. I have more anointing. I have more power. Come on, hallelujah. Jesus. Bless and praise God this morning. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome this morning to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. I missed y'all on last week, but I want to tell my husband, thank you. Amen. For having given me a blessed Mother's Day. Amen. So thank you so much, everyone. Amen. For attending today. Praise God. I thank God for you, you and you, and I thank God for you allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. Praise God. I thank God this morning. I don't know about you, praise God, but I give God the glory this morning, because after I heard that song, after this, come on, Holy Spirit, there's going to be some testimony. There's going to be some glory. Come on. I got some praise in my feet. Praise God. I got joy of the Lord. He is my strength. Come on. I want to talk to us this morning. Amen. Praise God. This morning. Let me pray. Praise God. Before I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready to go this morning. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to your name, Father. Yes, God, I thank you this morning, Father God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy this morning, oh God. Oh, Father, I pray, God, for thy people this morning, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's gathered here this morning, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, to hear a word from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I have studied, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, I pray, God, that you will pour into me like you never had before, Father God. Oh, God, I ask that you stir up the gift in this morning, Father God, that I may speak your word with power, with authority this morning from heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for your wisdom, I pray for your knowledge, and I pray for the understanding, oh, God, that only comes from you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we take authority over the airways. Oh, ye katoriebesi. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. And I pray, God, yes, God, for thy people, God, uplift their spirits today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, grab a hold of them today, Father God. Oh, yes, God, sit on top of them today with thy fire, God, from heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I pray that you will break every yoke, God, every yoke of affliction, Father God, off their lives, God, today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, because God, you said the anointing is what breaks the yoke, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I thank you, God, this morning, God. Now, God, take control, God, of thy word this morning. Speak, Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And we be ever so mindful, Father, to give you the praise, give you the glory, and give you the honor this morning, God. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Today, praise God, I want to talk to us. Come on, Holy Ghost. Blessed by my enemies. Come on. Blessed by enemies. Come on. Today, my scripture, I'm coming from Psalms 119, verse 71. Hear what the Spirit is saying today, praise God. I give God the glory for this word. Psalms 119, 71, it says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Now, when you hear someone say, it's been good that I've been afflicted. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. When we think about being afflicted, we think about distress with mental or bodily pain, trouble greatly or grievously, to be afflicted. Amen. Praise God. Don't feel good. Amen. Praise God. But the scripture says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Today, I want to talk to you today, blessed by your enemies. We all know that God can bless us. We know that. He can show us favor, promote us, heal us. But we don't always realize God can use our enemies to bless us. What you may think is disappointment, a person that walks away, a friend that betrayed you, a coworker that's trying to make you look bad. You may not like that, but you couldn't reach your destiny without them. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's all part of God's plan. It don't sound like it. Come on, Holy Ghost. It don't sound like God will allow the enemy to come up against you for his plan, to get you to where you're supposed to be. Let's think about David. David would only be known as a shepherd boy if it weren't for Goliath. Goliath was strategically placed in David's path. He was put there not to defeat him, but to promote him. Without Goliath, David would have never taken the throne. Oh, y'all, come on, talk to me today. Come on with me today. Yes, Holy Ghost. Don't complain about your enemies. It may look like a setback, but really, it's a setup for God to get you to your throne. I'm talking to somebody because I know that when God gives a word, amen, right now, word from the very throne room, there is many of us, amen, that things have taken place in our lives and we don't understand why the enemy comes up so hard against us, and why the enemy comes up against my marriage, why the enemy comes up against my home, and why the enemy comes up against my job, my spouse, my children, my health, my finances, my business. But God has a plan. Oh, come on, somebody. After all, God could have used King Saul to promote David. Saul had the authority. He could have moved on Saul's heart, told him to promote that young man, but God chose to bless David, not through his friends, come on, Holy Ghost, but through his enemy. Somebody said God is getting ready to announce me. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is getting ready to announce me to the world. Come on, I want to talk to us today, praise God, because sometimes God has to work in another kind of way, praise God, to get our attention. So I had the authority. Not through his friends, but listen, the Bible says, and I'm going to give you scripture because I can't read all of it, praise God, and try to do it within an hour. But if you read 1 Samuel 17, that's why we don't have to play up to the people. We don't have to play up to people, try to convince them to like us. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hopefully they'll give me a good break. No, God doesn't have to use your friends. He can use the enemy, your critics. Come on, somebody. The ones that are trying to push you down. He can use them to push you up. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's interesting when David defeated Goliath. You never hear any more about Goliath, because David had to chop the head of the enemy off, but Goliath was created for David's purpose. Come on, Holy Ghost. Have you any Goliaths in your life? Amen. Praise God. That comes up against you and try to make you fall down, but that's only a setup for God to bless you. Part of his destiny was to establish who David was. Just as God has divine connections lined up for you. Come on, I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. Praise God. Just as God has divine connections lined up for you, people to encourage you, push you forward, he also has people lined up. Come on, lined up people that will try to stop you, discourage you, try to make you look bad. There is a Goliath ordained to come across your path. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. If you don't understand the principle, hear me today. If you don't understand the principle, you'll get discouraged. God, why is this happening to me? That opposition wasn't meant to stop you. It was meant to establish you, and when you overcome it, come on, Holy Ghost, you will not only step into a new level of your destiny, but everyone around you will see the favor of God in your life. Come on, I'm talking to somebody today that's dealing with some stuff. Amen, praise God. But you don't understand the principle of what God is doing. Sometimes God will put an enemy in your life to keep you stirred up. If everything was going right in your life, we wouldn't pray as much as we pray. If things was in, like I call it, praise God, your head is spinning, praise God, because all the roses around you, praise God, hallelujah, you wouldn't be stirred up, praise God. God knows how to bring us to the very throne. He knows how to make us pray. He knows how, praise God, to make us labor in the word. He knows, because if there was not an enemy in our lives, particularly, you have to understand, even David has so many songs because of the enemy that came up against him. He prayed to God. He asked God for mercy. Oh, come on, somebody. He allowed critics to come into your life. He will allow doubters, discouragers, even some haters. So when you feel tired, thinking, oh, come on, somebody, you want to give up, pressing forward, shaking it off. Not because you feel like it, but because you don't want to give your enemies, the joy of seeing you defeated. Not out of spite, not out of pride. It's a holy determination. God uses, oh, come on, hi, tato, rabashata. God uses a negative to keep us stirred up. You know, as I think about today, and I think about my year, and I'm quite sure that you can think about some things that really made you pray. Come on, Holy Ghost. Things that kept you stirred up, because God was doing something in your life and he wants you to keep stirred up. It was good. Come on, Holy Ghost. That I was afflicted. That I will learn the statutes of God. I will learn the word of God. I will come to the knowledge of God. Maybe today you are facing some kind of enemy, not just a person. Maybe an enemy of your health, in your finances, in your relationship. It doesn't look like it's ever going to work out. Have this new prospect. right now, God is preparing a table. Come on. The angels are taking the food of the oven. Come on. I want to talk to her today. Gabriel is putting his finished touches on that meal. Any moment, you're going to hear the dinner bell ringing. God is going to say, it's your time. I want to talk to us today. My God, I give you glory. Here's the table. Here's the meal I prepared for you. I'm not going to be a little, it's not going to be a little fast food meal hidden over in a corner that nobody notices. No, God is preparing a table like he did for David, like he did for us, to where not just all of our friends to see, but even those enemies, those doubters, those discouragers, the one that said you couldn't do it, they're going to see you blessed, promoted, vindicated, living your dreams in a place of honor and influence. Ah, my Shatorabashia. In one sense, God used Judas, come on, more than he used any other disciple. Judas was ordained to betray Jesus. That was his purpose, to try to stop him. And it wasn't just his idea. It was the plan of God. Ah, Basha. At that time, it seemed like a bad break. But if he had not betrayed Jesus, there wouldn't have been a crucifixion. Without the cross, there wouldn't be a resurrection. Without the resurrection, it wouldn't have been redemption, no salvation. We celebrate Mary, the mother of Jesus, giving birth in the manger. Come on. We celebrate John the Baptist. Come on, somebody. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Jesus, the dove coming down from heaven. But the man who betrayed Jesus, the one who sold him for 30 pieces of silver, was just as critical a part of his destiny, if not more, than the others. What am I saying this morning? Don't complain about the person that betrayed you. I know, because it takes a lot of us. It takes a maturity, amen, praise God, to be able to grab a hold of the principle. Come on, Hamadavashia. You know, sometimes, praise God, the very one that's so close to you, David said, it wasn't the ones in the street, praise God. It was the one that walked with me, talked with me, praise God. It was the one that go to the house of God with me that betrayed me. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. It's hard. It's hard sometimes. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, of the people that comes in our lives and the people that God uses to come up against us, to do things against us. And then we have to pray harder. And because God has already established, he's already seen that thing happening. Praise God. So I want you to catch a hold of the principles of God. 30 pieces of silver? What do you mean, the man that was my disciple, that walked with me, ate at my table, but all the while he was there for a purpose? Jesus knew, amen, praise God, because nothing caught him by surprise. He was God himself, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's why he told Judas, he said, whatever you're going to do, praise God, and kiss me and get it over with. Let me go on with my ministry. We got to be able to take these things. Sometimes some hits, and his hits comes hard. And I don't know why. And I keep asking God, like, Lord,
that discourage you. You're going to have the ones that talk behind your back. But God says, I'm preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies that all can see and celebrate you. Here was just a critical part of the destiny, if not more. He said, don't complain about the people that betray you. That's why we pray for our enemies, those that despitefully uses, accuses, abuse us, and tries to set us back because they don't realize what they're really doing is promoting you. Come on, glory to God. They're promoting you to the next level of God. If they walk away, they didn't set you back. They set you up for the fullness of your destiny. If they lied about you, tried to push you down, overlook you, it may not have been fair, but if God allowed it, he knows how to use it. My God, I give you glory. For your good. Everything that the enemy uses, he's going to use it for your good. What if Jesus would have gotten upset and said, God, I'm your son. How could you let this man betray me? He's one of my disciples. No, Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, but he didn't try to stop him. He didn't try to talk him out of it. He knew that betrayal was part of his divine destiny. Too often we fight against everything that doesn't go our way. Get upset. We get bitter. Come on, Holy Ghost. God, why is this happening? The longer I live, the more I realize nothing happens by accident. Even the opposition, if you keep the right attitude, God will use it to your advantage. I want somebody to talk to you today. I want to talk to you today. I want you to talk to yourself today, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Whatever's going on in my life, God, I know that you're going to use it for my advantage. Some of the things that we don't like, we're asking God to get rid of it. If he removed them right now, we wouldn't reach our highest potential. That opposition is making you stronger. Those people trying to stop you, the betrayal, the disappointment, that cannot keep you from your destiny. God has the final say. Come on, Holy Ghost. And if he hasn't removed it yet, that means he's going to use it for your good. He strategically places the Goliath, the Judas, the opposition. Without Goliath, you can't take the throne. Without Judas, you won't reach the highest potential. Without the naysayers, the ones that talk behind your back, you know what I'm talking about. You know the ones, praise God, that try to think they slick. As we call them, slick, really sudden. Come on, Holy Ghost. The naysayers. You wouldn't become all you were created to be. The Bible says in Judges 11, 1 through 8, you can read that. Jephthah was a mighty man of valor, but stigmatized and rejected because of his father's decision of sleeping with the harlot. People did not see him with the qualities of his father. But the negative of his mother. You may be a great man, a great woman of valor, but might be suffering rejection because of your background. Don't focus on the people stigmatizing you, but focus on the Lord and your strengths. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Focus on God and your strengths. Opportunities is coming, so take charge and stand. God will move you from rejection to commander. Hear me today, praise God. God always uses rejection to promote people. But instead of, amen, praise God, understanding what's going on in your life, we tend to take it all in and it becomes hate within our hearts. Use that rejection as a platform to come back greater. God wants to bless you in such a way that you know not of. Yes, we all go through things. We all go through, amen, praise God. That's why God says today, I want you to talk about blessed by my enemies, because your enemies is going to be your promoters. See, they didn't understand, praise God, why you had to go through what you had to go through. And you know, praise God, you got a lot of people talking about what you had to go through, but what they really don't know is they promoting you, praise God, because when God bless you, they're going to say, isn't that the same person, amen, that was going through this, praise God, that was going through in their ministry, that was going through in their home, that was going through on their job, that was going through with their spouses, was going through with their children, their health, the finances, the business? Isn't that the same person, praise God? So when God prepares a table, come on, Holy Ghost, before you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, he has to draw all your enemies. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, they got to see the blessings of God. They got to see it. And you know, and what happens is when they see the blessings of God, they go back and tell it. So one, I want you to tell this, praise God. Go tell it to the mountain, praise God. Because what they did, amen, when they see God bless you, they begin to go far and near to speak a word, but not knowing that everybody they spoke to had to come back and see the blessings on your life. Oh, y'all got me preaching today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They have to gather. Everyone that did wrong in your life, it may be your family, it may be your co-workers, it may be the one you walk to church with, it may be your next door neighbor. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. The word of God is going to go far and near. They're going to talk about it. That's the same man, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That is the same woman, praise God. That woman was sliding down poles. That woman was on drugs. That man was on drugs. That, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But look at what God did. And Amosia, he's going to use everything that the enemy meant for bad and turn it for your good. Come on, let's give God some glory, people of God. Let's bless the name of the Lord. God is doing this thing. God is working it out for you. You might not see it, but grab a hold of the principles of what God is doing. Your enemies is your promoters. My God, I give you glory. Let's go to a song. I'll be right back. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And Olive has to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the Olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. It's been high.
I never would have been ready for the making, no, if it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be.
I'm feeling, 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 I'm feeling,
My God, my God, my God, that took me to another level in the Lord. My greater is coming. Come on, I want you to know your greater is coming. It's coming, it's coming. Amen. Praise God. Let them talk, y'all. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You know the thing about it, they're going to need you, praise God, because God says this is your season of positioning. Come on, Holy Ghost. And see, God has to position us. Come on. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, because in order, amen, for us to go through what we go through, amen, God is positioning you for something greater, and like the song says, greater is coming. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. You know, as the song was praying and just, you know, going through and just playing, praise God, I thought about some things, amen, in my life, praise God, and glory to God. I don't know about you, praise God, but I'm quite sure some of you, praise God, have prayed for people, fasted for people, praise God, Hamashanda, help people, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and they turn around and bite you. Oh, Holy Spirit, glory to God, that is something to get over, and if we really can grab a hold of the precepts of God, hallelujah, he said, I was glad when he afflicted me. He used everything, amen, praise God, to get us in position, praise God. But you think about it, and you look at the people, and it's like, you know, and you think about your life, and I've been being a pastor and passing a church, and all the people, some of the people you pastor, praise God, turn around, you done fasted for them, you done prayed for them, and then they go talk about you, slander your name, praise God, but they don't know in the Holy Ghost. God is doing something supernatural behind the scenes, praise God. So let's take a look at the word of the Lord, amen, praise God, because we're going to have the Judases. Come on, somebody. We're going to have those ones, praise God, in our lives, and if you have never had it yet, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you just wait, because everybody is not genuine, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Jesus knew what he had to go through, but he got over the hump. He used those things as a stepping stone, praise God, to get closer to God, because those things help us to get closer to Jesus. It makes us pray harder. It makes us fast harder. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Makes us lay our plate down. God, what is going on here? The Bible says in the book of Luke 5:17-26, you can read at your time. In the book of Luke, there a familiar story. Four men carried this paralyzed man to see Jesus. When they arrived at the house, it was too crowded. They had to take him up through the roof and let him down through the ceiling. At one point, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, your sins have been forgiven. Some of the religious leaders were offended. They began to murmur under their breath, saying, who does he think he is? This guy can't forgive sins. Only God can do that. The scripture says, Jesus heard their murmuring. They was trying to do it quietly under their breath, but Jesus heard what they were saying. He said to the men, which is easier for me to say your sins are forgiven? Or for me to say, rise, take up your bed and walk. To prove to them that he was the Son of God, he told the man, stand up. The man stood up perfectly healthily. I'm sure those naysayers, when they saw him standing there, they nearly passed out. Here's my point. If they had not been murmuring, complaining,
criticizing this man may not have been healed. Jesus could have forgiven his sins and moved on. But because of their murmuring, Jesus healed the man. So when people are talking about you, trying to make you look bad, trying to push you down, don't worry, God hears them. They're putting you in position for God to bless you in a greater way. You know, I used to always say, the more they talk, the more I'm going to bend my knees. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You don't have to straighten them out. You know how we do. Don't fight the battle. That don't matter. Stay in peace. And like this man, God will use your enemies to bless you. So when they talked about the man murmuring, complaining, oh, global shataya, Jesus heard them, turned around and healed the man and told him to stand up. So I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost today, praise God. It doesn't matter who does what to you, praise God. I want you to stand up in the name of Jesus. Stand up, knowing that Jesus got your back. Some of the favor that you're seeing, some of the good breaks you had, it didn't happen because of you. It happened because of those people that tried to stop you. They put you in position for promotion. Oh, Rabbi said, "Call you out, Rabbi Shanda." You know, a lot of times we say, praise God, I want to preach like them. I want to teach like them. I want to pray like them. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. You better be careful what you're asking for, because you don't know what they had to go through in order to get that anointing, praise God. Sometimes it comes with a breaking from other people, from things. So we don't want, I don't want to wear your shoes, because I might couldn't handle your shoes, praise God. I might give you your shoes back. Just like David, he couldn't handle Saul's armor, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. All he knew, praise God, he fought with something else. But see, God wants us now to fight, amen, in the realm of the Spirit through prayer. Always thank God for my friends. But I've learned to thank God for my enemies as well. I hear my husband all, every time he pray, praise God, and I never said nothing to him, praise God, but he'll pray, but he always prays for his enemies. It takes a strong person to pray for your enemies. Just like Job had to pray for his enemies, praise God, and as he prayed for his enemies, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God blessed him. Right in the presence of all his enemies. Boy, back greater than what he had before. We have to learn to pray for the enemies that despitefully use and say all manners of evils against us. Amen. Praise God. Because they don't understand you are in position for promotion. When that happens, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Without the murmuring, that man may not have been healed. Without Goliath, David would have never taken his throne. Without Judas, Jesus wouldn't have resurrected from the grave. You need to see every enemy, so to speak, every disappointment, every betrayal in this new light is not sent to defeat you. It's sent to increase you. What are you saying, preacher? What are you saying? God can use your critics to promote you. God has all kinds of ways to get you to where you're supposed to be. He knows how to take what was meant to harm and turn it around and use it to his advantage. See, the scripture says God will make your enemies your footstool. That means everything that comes against you, the persecution, the betrayal, the disappointment, if you stay in faith instead of being a stumbling block to take you down, praise God. It can be a stumbling block. God will use it as a stepping stone to take you higher. When the Israelite was in slavery, Pharaoh got upset and decided to make it harder on them. He told their supervisor to take away their materials, but to force them to make the same amount of bricks each day. We know the story, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They took away the straw, the sand. Now they had to go find their supplies on their own and work twice as hard. It was very unfair. But something interesting happened. The scripture said the more Pharaoh afflicted them, the more the Israelites multiplied. Pharaoh thought he was stopping them, but in fact he was increasing them. They like, where all these people come from? The more we afflict them, they having more babies. They're growing bigger, praise God. They getting more substance, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes when God wants to promote you, he doesn't send you a good break. He sends you an enemy. He causes a Pharaoh, a supervisor, to turn up the heat and to make things difficult. But don't worry, people of God. The more the opposition, the more you are going to increase. The truth is we grow in difficult times. That's when our character is developed. That's when we discover talent, confidence, courage that we didn't even know we had. Pharaoh, when he took away those supplies, he was trying to restrict the people, trying to squeeze them, put them under pressure. Have you ever been watching? Yesterday, praise God, I was watching something, amen, on TV. And if you ever been washing your car at home and you have the water hose and you turn the volume on, the water comes out maybe 3 to 4 feet, praise God. But when you really want to spray your car off, you need to go a little further. And if you like me, praise God, or the one that's on that I was watching yesterday, you don't have a nozzle on the end, then you put a thumb. You know how you put the thumb, praise God, on the end of the hose, amen, and you can restrict the water or you let the water come out more, praise God. You would think you restrict it. It will come out less, but it's just the opposite. When you restrict that water because it's under more pressure, it shoots out maybe like 15 to 20 feet. It goes many times further than when you had no pressure. That's how God does us, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. In the same way, when the enemy puts us under pressure, he thinks that you're going to stop you, but what he doesn't realize is all that he's going to do is cause you to shoot a little further. Come on, somebody. When you feel restricted, when you face opposition, don't be discouraged. Get ready to be shot out a little further. Come on, Holy Ghost. Get ready for a new level. Get ready for your promotion. Oh, Satori Amashia. That pressure is not going to stop you. It's going to increase you. When Jesus was about to be crucified, he stopped by the Garden of Gethsemane. Literally translated, that means a place oppressing. It was an olive garden, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The only way you can get the olive out of the olive is to press it. Without the pressing, you need to get the valuable oil. Oh, come on. You'll never get that valuable oil if you don't press it. If you're never under pressure, you'll never have to stretch your faith. Endure. Persevere. Then you'll never discover the valuable treasure that God put on the inside of you. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Today is Sunday. On Friday, praise God, they nailed Jesus to the cross. Incredible pressure. On Saturday, he went down to the grave and fought the forces of darkness, restricted. But on Sunday morning, he came shooting up out of the grave. Death couldn't hold him down. Oh, Shato Rabashanda. One message of the resurrection, God will use your enemies to bless you. Maybe today you feel restricted, under pressure, like you're being squeezed. It's Friday. Don't worry. Sunday is coming. The day is Sunday. You're about to be shut out, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. No more restriction, praise God. When you see where God takes you, the favor, the promotion, the blessing, you're going to look back and say, like the Psalm says, it was good that I was afflicted. See, if David were here, he would tell you it was good that Goliath showed up. If Jesus would say, it was good that Judas betrayed me, I can tell you it was good that the executive was against you. It may have been uncomfortable at the time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. One day you'll say, this enemy didn't defeat me. This enemy promoted me. Now say in faith, God has your back. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself today. God has your back. God has my back. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You wouldn't have allowed the pressure unless it's going to work for your good. It may feel like Friday right now. It may feel like Sunday right now. It may feel like Saturday. Come on, somebody. But believe and declare, your Sunday is coming. The same way Jesus was resurrected, your Sunday is coming. You're about to be shot out stronger, healthier, promoted, vindicated. The fullness of your destiny is getting ready to come forward. The Bible says, Psalms 34:19, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they should not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall a flame kindle upon your head. That means that you ain't going to even smell like smoke. Whatever you've been through, praise God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:10, but may the God of all grace, come on somebody, but may the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Your enemies are getting ready to announce you. Who I'm talking to today, praise God. You've been through some stuff, but your enemies is getting ready to announce you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. I need the good ones, and I need the bad ones. Sometimes you walk with people, and you don't know, praise God, what they're going to do. But my thing is, when God hears them, don't worry about it. God going to take care of them. Hallelujah. You might not see it today, and you might not see it next week, but you're going to hear about what they done to you. Hallelujah. God fights for his people. Touch not my anointing, and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah, Jesus. God knows y'all. God knows all about it. So I'm here to tell you today, praise God, the more they talk, the more they try to discourage you, bend your knees, talk to your Father. He is the greatest vindicator. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. They think they God by the motion of higher. They think they go behind your back and do things. God sees everything. He said, if you're in hell, he said, I'll go down in hell. I know where you're at. I can't make that bed. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God knows everything. Stand for God. Stand in God. Let God be God in your life. Praise God. We thank and praise God on today. Praise God for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. I just want to give you some announcements. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I pray that you was blessed on today. I pray that the word, amen, went down into your bones. Praise God. Yes, and you got a new outlook on life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Today, I thank God for you, you, and you. Praise God. Remember, we do have a website, praise, email address. Praise God. Let me just say it. Email address. Website is coming. Glory to God. And it's mci2621@yahoo.com. If you want to get in touch with us, amen, praise God, and send us a letter or anything, praise God, you may do so with that mci2621@yahoo.com. Also, if you need to reach the ministry, it's 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. We have a full roster. Praise God. On Sunday morning, praise God, you're on with me, Apostle Carolyn McNeil from Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Praise God. On Monday, amen, every Monday, amen, this is our new schedules. Praise God. I'm blessed, amen, to listen to all these awesome men and women of God. Pastor Matthew McNeil, your fix at 6. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on at 6 p.m. on Monday tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Tuesday at 6 p.m., Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, praise God, will be on. On Wednesday, praise God, Lady Thelma Moreau Butler, amen, praise God. She will be on, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, at 6 p.m. And don't forget on Friday, amen, Fresh Fire Friday, amen, Pastor Matthew McNeil at 6 p.m. Everything's at 6 p.m. Praise God. We just don't have Thursday, but everything at 6 p.m. except for Sunday morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So that being said, amen, if you'd like to be a blessing to our ministry, amen, we have a conference coming up next year. I'm preparing already. Amen. If you'd like to sponsor, help me sponsor. Amen. Praise God. 2022 conference is coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get in touch with me. We're going to do some great things in the, for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, y'all, on the 26th of this month, it's Pastor Keeping It Real birthday. May the 26th, and also our anniversary, y'all. So help us celebrate. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen, let us pray. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you. Amen. Y'all have been such a blessing. I thank God for you. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We ask that you wash over our minds, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to your name, God. We thank you for the blood, God. Cleanse out all darkness, God, and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and, yes, Holy Spirit, and our destiny, God, for our lives, Lord God. I ask you, Father, to shut any door that needs to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, Father God. And to open any door that needs to be opened, Father God, whether it's spiritual or natural, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you give each person under the sound of my voice, God, including myself, God. I pray, God, today, Lord God, for clarity of vision, God, clarity of sight, oh God, clarity of thought, oh God, clarity of mind, Father, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, God, for the glory over our ministry, God. I thank you for the glory, God, over our homes, oh God. I thank you for the glory, God, over our jobs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the glory over our spouses, Father God, our children, God. I thank you for the glory, God, over our health, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank you for the glory, God, over our finances, our business, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. And we give you glory, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch everyone, God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every home that's represented here, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God, that you're shooting us, God, to where we need to be, Father God. Now, God, I even ask that you shoot us to a place, God, that the enemy cannot find us, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, and we bless you, God. We thank you, Father, that you are preparing that table before us in the presence of our enemies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we look to the hills, we're coming by help, God. We know that our help, come from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Move by your mighty power. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for the glory, God, over this airways right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we have our come up today, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you touch us. Breathe on us, God. Oh, yes, God. Cause the wind of change to come in our lives, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father. Anyone that needs a touch right now, God, in their health, God, touch right now, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Anyone that needs a touch in their finances, God, touch right now, God. Open up our ministries, oh, God, and we be ever so mindful, Father, to give you the praise. To give you honor, to give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Go on with a song. God bless you. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Up against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win.
is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion.
Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins.
Can you point to your neighbor and tell them?
Everything attached to you wins.
Come on, let's just tell
them. Everything attached to you wins.
Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what it's gonna do tonight. But you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time,
everything attached to me.
What I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work 10.